Rock and roll.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric. You're listening to part one of our March 4th, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show.
Closing main breaker.
And you know what that means, boys and girls.
It's time for the Jimmy Doan Show.
Jimmy Doan!
Yeah!
And we got the whole crowd here.
Oh yeah!
This is March 4th.
March 4th.
The government. Let's see. They were supposed to
2011.
Originally the government was supposed to like shut down or
shut
something.
Shut down. Yeah.
Or next. They
whoop call offline.
They
found a little more money.
No, they put it off for 2 weeks, so we don't know what they're going to do.
They emptied out their penny jar.
Yeah, I guess or whatever it is. So they put it off for two.
Found
weeks.
A couple billion.
Yeah. Well, they cut. They said they cut $2 billion. You know what?
Woo.
Yeah. Right.
God. Man, they caved like James Franco.
I thought it was four.
Like James Franco?
I thought it was $4 billion they cut.
I think it's $2 billion.
We'll look that up.
Yeah, it's four. But still,
four. Okay. Okay.
Ridiculous.
Okay. $2 billion a week is what
four,
it was.
$4 billion a week.
Yeah. No, it's $4 billion for 2 weeks. $2 billion a week is what I figured.
Well, that's good.
And that
that's
comes
a
up
good
to
$100 billion,
which is what they claim they're going to for it in a
there
year.
There you go.
Of course, they don't got a year, but you know that's fine.
Oh, there
so
you
anyway,
go.
While we're here, the introduction on March 4th, 2011, and Jack Rhodes is with us.
Good to be here. As
good
always.
To be here, as always. It's great. And
I'm here. This is my best.
And
stop.
Also, Counselor Curtis.
Hey, hey.
Armed and dangerous today.
Yeah.
That's it.
We judge today.
That's right. Anybody coming here today?
Hey, mostly executioner.
Yeah, that's right. Judge Dredd and Engineer Eric.
Hey, what's up?
Okay, and Jimmy, of course. So, and,
Jimmy Doan.
Martin Sheen couldn't. I mean, not Martin. Charlie Sheen couldn't make it. Did you know?
Have you been hanging out with Charlie?
No. I'm apparently I'm about the only one.
Okay.
I heard.
I think this is the only show he hasn't gone on.
Well, just about. Well, that's not all. Wait a minute. You ready for this?
Yeah.
In 25 hours, he amassed 1 million followers. On Twitter.
Holy
amazing
shit.
1 million. It's a record. I mean, it's a total record. I mean, nobody has got...
Wow. In that case, he was on this show. We just cut that whole
episode. That's right. 1 million. And it was funny because when they were announcing it on the Commie News Network, whatever it was, Wolf Blitzer says... he'd been, you know, doing Twitter for like 2 years now or something, however long it's been.
And he's got
400,000. And here's a guy, 25 hours, 1 million and counting.
It's
so,
incredible.
No, I mean...
Now, they're already looking into it to see if it's a hoax or if it was a scam or somehow.
Oh, no, come on. Give me a break.
But the just tune in to see what he wants to say.
No,
tune in.
Yeah, he's gonna monetize it. He's going to start posting ads on his Twitter.
Of course he is.
Yeah.
Sure.
I mean, you know, because he's suing somebody or another for $300 million.
They just nabbed his kids 2 days ago.
He's got tiger blood.
He apparently...
You can't mess with that. Tiger blood. He's a genius. He's winning.
Right. That's right. Well, it's funny. But what's funny about this is the two things that have commanded the headlines 24/7 for the last 2 weeks have been Gaddafi and Charlie Sheen.
Yeah.
I mean, like, they're the same thing.
Well, they're
not exactly.
They're equal importance.
Equal importance, right, exactly.
On the news,
and
right.
And, of course, Gaddafi's decided that the way he's going to go is to take all the citizens of Libya with him. It's like a Jim Jones thing. Instead of Kool-Aid, he's just going to mow them all down.
Unbelievable. We could spend the whole freaking show on Gaddafi.
No,
and we're going to spend some time on him. Because it's unbelievable. We didn't do jack. No,
we're not supposed to.
Yeah.
Screw them. You know, now they sent a submarine. They sent two destroyers, and Obama said, "In case we have to do something." And what? You know,
he's not gonna send the damn destroyers home.
Is what you're
saying?
What was interesting about this was most of the pundits, of course, is like the little cartoon I saw the other day where they were talking, the pundits, the experts, what do you call it, the regular talking heads on some of these shows, right. And they were talking about, I don't know, OJ or whatever it was, and then
OJ.
Well, not OJ, but say Mexico, who knows, Mexico, okay. Border or something. And so they said,
Jimmy's DVRs, you know.
All right, whatever, listen to me. Anyway, in mid-broadcast, they say, "Oh, new problems in Egypt. Become experts on Egypt right now." And so they do. Right. They just immediately turn. Well, what do you think about it? Well, they have no clue, of course, because we're talking about a place that's basically a bunch of sand tribes, you know, out in Nowheresville. I mean, there's
man, that's discrimination.
Yeah, it sure is. And, but my point is, you realize
at least he didn't say.
I don't know. Yeah. No, he didn't say that. the point is that I don't know. Libya is like the size of France. I'm pretty good. I was like the size of Texas. Texas maybe or something.
It's big.
It's fairly decent size. They got oil over in the east side, oh, yeah. which apparently is the best oil on the planet.
And they got beachfront.
They got beachfront and
Mediterranean
the,
front.
Yeah. Mediterranean front.
Sweet.
And, but they only have 6 million people. When you realize France has got like 40 or 50 million people, same size roughly.
Yeah. Well, it's not exactly million. A fun place to
no,
live.
No, 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 I understand that. But I mean, what I'm saying is he can you know, wipe out a fair chunk of them in the process of saving his country.
Oh, and he's already doing it.
And he decided, I love the part where he said he's going to, that they all love me and they're all willing to die for me.
They love him.
That's
they love
what kind of a...
I like it. Yeah, exactly. I like it where he says, we're going to fight till the last man.
Right.
And
well, no, course,
the next sentence after that is, and then I'll surrender.
I'm going to fight till the last drop of blood. And I'm thinking, it ain't yours you're talking about.
Right, exactly.
So, no, I mean, this guy, obviously, both of these guys need a 12-step program or something. I mean, they're both.
I love his fashion
Well,
stuff,
I just wanted
man.
To clarify before, when I'm saying what we didn't do, Jack, to finish that, we should have spoke out against it.
No.
I'm not saying we should have gone over there. We should have said something
no.
to the fact that you're
let
not
me tell
doing
you,
the
let
right
me tell you. He's been in power for 42 years.
Yeah, at our behest, thank you so much.
No,
the point
it's
is
just,
that...
It's just a show of...
Oh, crap on it. You know it's all just jibber-jabber. Nobody cares what
Well,
it,
that's part of the game, though. And if you're going to play the game...
Course, the problem is, it's not a game.
Right.
You know, there's like real bullets flying around.
Yeah, but then it is.
You know, it's not like... It's not like a video game.
Yeah,
here.
But the whole game of politics, it is. It's a bunch of mock charges and show of words.
It is talking about the self-important just garbage that comes out of these people's mouth. All the talking heads.
Well, there's
just,
no argument there.
Look here. The way that I see it is, you've got the United States, which is a country. There's 200 countries. Jack over here is talking about international diplomacy, but really all it just comes down to preserving the United States. That's our only interest in an international diplomacy.
Totally.
Well, right.
No argument there.
And so,
not saying we need to run over there.
I think what Jimmy's saying is you butt out of the international entanglements so that you don't get in. Why send our sub over there or our ships to get exocet missiled?
We disagree with that.
And
you guys should stop doing that. Let us know when you do.
No, I wouldn't even bother with that because one of the things.
I like
takes
they
five minutes.
Nobody knows what's going on. That's the thing is, what do you mean, stop doing what?
Well, everybody can have an opinion.
They can have an opinion, but I'm saying the opinion ought to be, we don't know what the hell's going on over there.
What you're saying, Jimmy, is that the United States ought to not have an official opinion.
Well, here's the deal. When you talk about the United States has an opinion, who the heck are we talking about
here? The guy who runs the military?
Well, maybe. I mean,
the president. I mean, that's
president.
What we're talking about.
But I mean, it's an individual. I'm sure there's 320 million opinions on what have we done. And,
well, right. Well,
and
I mean,
when you talk about it, I always hate it when they say the United States told Libya today, and I'm going like, well, what? What are you talking about?
Let me give you an example.
That might have been Hillary then.
You don't know
it was.
Right. Did you hear a comment? Did you hear a comment about Al Jazeera? Did you hear a comment about Al Jazeera?
No.
Hillary?
No.
Oh, we'll talk about that later. Let's keep going. We'll come back to that.
Well, spit it out.
No.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah. We'll talk about it later.
All right. Well, so, I mean, what I'm suggesting is that, Jimmy, that the United States can have an opinion without getting involved and just to maintain even its independence. That is to say, the opinion can be, we don't have an opinion, or
right.
The opinion can be, we're butting out, or whatever it is. But I think it should be in line just with national security interest. I agree most of the time it's going to be Libya who?
The thing about it is any pronouncement that anybody makes is designed to keep them in office and make them look good. That's all they really care about.
Except for the comment that he said he wanted to die a martyr. That might not have been the best one.
Well, it's a lie.
As far as keeping him in office.
No, but that's a lie.
I can't believe someone hasn't fulfilled his
after
request.
He put that out there.
Right.
Yeah.
I mean, he said. Yeah.
Well, the thing about it is the talking heads. What I mentioned before about. These people that are the pundits are always instant experts on everything. Just about it's just
that's their job.
Well, I know that.
Yeah. But the teleprompter doesn't lie. I did right. That's exactly right. I did read an article from a fellow who actually has the credentials to be an American who has the credentials to be an expert. He's spent 35 years in Northern Africa and he speaks all the languages. He knows the people. He's met. Gaddafi and he's met them all, you know, and he's talked with them, and he's been on
Lawrence of Libya.
Yeah, well, that's about it, something like that. And his basic take
Charlie
was
Sheen.
And his yeah, and his basic take was nobody knows what's going on, and nobody knows what's going to happen. I mean, this is what I mean. He said, just this is ludicrous.
No, of course
they're coming out with pronouncements, and of course, what happened is they ended up making themselves look so stupid by flip-flopping all over the place on there. You know, we support the legitimate government that's there now or not.
You're talking about Egypt now?
Egypt and, to some extent, Libya. I mean, you know, but the fact is we have been, we bought off Gaddafi, you know, when Lockerbie, whatever it is, you know, something, and then and there was a hoorah about that.
He did it.
I mean, you know, all these guys over there.
We gave him the two missiles, though, during the Monica Lewinsky thing.
Right, that's right, yeah. No, Reagan sent some. Reagan sent a couple missiles.
It was Clinton. It was like,
no, Clinton.
He must have got the phone call from Gaddafi, like, oh, you're getting the shaft, and Clinton was like, oh, yeah?
Here's my shaft. My shaft is bigger than yours. I want to tell you, it was, I believe that it was,
I'll show you the
Clinton sent those missiles up into northern Yemen or someplace and killed a couple of camels. I think it was Reagan. I think it was Reagan that took out the Chinese embassy. No, that was another place. That tried to take out Gaddafi in his bungalow, we're in Tripoli or whatever, and then they missed. And it wasn't missiles; those were airplanes. Those were jets.
Oh, how can we miss with the jet?
Okay, right. Well, they, you know, I guess weren't close enough. Anyway, that was my thing. So this dovetails. Are you done with that for a second?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Done.
This dovetails into something else about our glorious military. Mm-hmm. And I saw this story. NATO, whoever the hell they are, apologizes for killing 9 Afghan civilians. And this is one of those things they apologized for killing 9 civilians in an airstrike in Afghanistan's northeastern region.
What's wrong with that?
Well,
they gave money.
The problem is that they went in there. Local boys say local officials say 9 boys aged 12 and under were killed while gathering firewood earlier
that's
on
worth
Wednesday.
An apology.
Yeah, but wait,
I like about this
who
is,
are they gathering firewood for?
Right, okay, yeah, they're for their WMD firewood.
That's right.
So anyway, the
stick bomb.
That's right, stick bomb. But anyway, I love this that they personally apologized. What I like about this is they knew they'd done wrong. They got caught, is what it boiled down to.
Mm-hmm.
There was a miscommunications error. They said, "We're deeply sorry for the tragedy and apologize to the members of the Afghan government, the people of Afghanistan, and most importantly, the surviving family members of those killed by our actions," says General Petraeus.
Right.
"These deaths should never have happened, and I will personally apologize to President Karzai," like he's, you know, like big deal, "when he returns from his trip to London." And so they want to keep, what I love about this article is General Petraeus said that he ordered all helicopter crews in the future to be rebriefed on the need to keep civilian casualties to the absolute minimum, which is going to be above zero, tell you that. And said troops and said that the troops would face, get this, disciplinary action.
So what, Jimmy, you've lost me on what's your issue with
my
this
issue
whole
story? Is the helicopter pilots went in there. They thought maybe there were some insurgents. They wiped out a bunch of kids. Okay, this has collateral damage.
Playing
and to get away and to make it all smooth and nice, we apologize. And oh, by the way, we're trying not to do it again.
What else are they supposed to do?
They shouldn't have been in there in the first place.
Well, okay, but that doesn't mean that this whole apology routine.
We give them money too.
You got to at least load them up with some money, and you know, I mean, but the whole
point
is
we give them money.
No, but I'm talking about
some anti-helicopter missiles.
We give them stacks of cash.
The NATO-led International Security Assisted Force (ISAF) says most of those killed were insurgents.
Army dolls.
And so anyway, they over the weekend, Afghan presidential team accused NATO forces of killing 65 civilians, including 40 children, and so forth. But the NATO people said, no, they were insurgents, which you expect them to say. And here's what I like about this is what we talked about before, what is euphemistically referred to as collateral damage, as if that's really okay. First of all,
these aren't people, Jimmy.
They're just collateral damage.
Afghanis. Or
okay, according to I forget what it was, the Human Rights Watchdog Organization.
Something between a sheep
said,
and a person.
Right. Afghanistan Rights One said the Taliban are responsible for about 60% of the 2,400 civilians killed. While U.S. led forces were accountable for 21%, which when you do the math, 22 times, that's like 480 that the U.S. admits to killing the 480.
I'm going 480 like, Hummels?
Yeah, Hummels, right.
Hummels. Oh, we are going to get it in the Afghan press now.
That's right, Hummels. They're not really humans, and they're not really camels. They're Hummels. But, I mean, this whole thing is what I'm laughing about this.
Are there one hump Hummels or two humps?
I do.
But this female's got two humps, I know.
We're going to hump them all. Okay, good. Anyway, the point of this, and I didn't mean to lose you, was I thought about the just where do you get off apologizing for killing people like this? I mean, it's just
sorry. Look, sorry about that.
Sorry.
Move on. Okay, no, nothing.
But you killed the groom.
Yeah. sorry about that.
Yeah. Jimmy, that gets back to my point of just that's
nothing
part of the game.
Nothing to move along, nothing to see here.
That's part
boys.
Of the game. Oh, we killed someone. We have to go out and say we're sorry.
Yeah.
I know
that's
that.
That's part of it.
But I mean, that apology for wiping somebody out from my head. It doesn't
So Jimmy's point is it underlies the idiocy of the entire operation.
Absolutely. Okay. I mean, we kill people, and they get dead.
They get a nice letter.
And they get a nice letter of apology.
Parchment.
Right, that's right. I mean, what are you talking about? I just...
And he's going to personally apologize to the president of the country.
The president, that's the other thing. That's the other thing. He doesn't say anything about going to the families because he'd probably get lynched. But he'd have to go with definitely go in an armored vehicle of some kind. But I mean, he's going to apologize to Karzai. Like Karzai had anything to do with it.
Yeah, it's not even related to these.
Not
kids.
Even related. You know, right. It reminds me of the same thing when, you know, Jesus said he's going, you know, he died for my sins as if Jesus can forgive me or something. Except.
Oh, you had to go there, didn't you, Jimmy?
Okay,
way to go.
Okay. Before I get into my next.
Talk about abortions too, huh?
Yeah. Huh? Okay, let me just before I go on to the next subject, which starts with what EJ sent us. Did want to mention to all of you people who have got your gold and silver. You're doing well. You are doing well.
I was thanked again today by somebody.
I'll tell you, you are doing well. No complaints from anybody so far. We are
the silver top 35 yet, or almost.
I think it
went to 35. I think.
Yeah, might have met it. There was a little profit taking in the last couple of days, but we are so far ahead on this. And then also Jimmy finally started his victory garden. So we'll
victory
which,
garden.
Well, it turns
what
out.
What does that mean?
Yeah, we saw your starter spud.
Beans,
yeah,
green.
Curtis brought you that.
Yeah,
nice.
Got my starter. Yeah, we're gonna have sweet potatoes if nothing else.
Yeah,
we're gonna eat a lot of sweet potatoes. So anyway, who
him for victory? What kind of victory garden? Are we
when the transportation system breaks down, we're gonna have to have some food here while we, you know.
Jimmy's prepping.
I'm prepping. Yeah. The rule is. Don't wait to be, get prepared. It's, you know, Boy Scout motto, whatever. Be prepared.
Be prepared.
That's right. So okay. The...
I promise to do my duty. To do, whatever.
So anyway, the next thing that I was going to talk about...
The next thing?
Yeah.
Nice.
Is milk.
Milk?
Well, EJ sent us a link to some videos, which
got
were
milk?
Just fabulous.
Yeah, they were.
Weren't they great?
Hey.
You know, here in Florida, we've talked a little bit about this before. Raw milk, as you know, is a deadly poison. It's like mercury, for God's sake.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, it's just...
Like heroin.
I mean, no.
Yeah,
it comes from a cow, no. For God's sake. Well,
it's
raw. It gets
for
even worse.
New listeners, we are joking about
there's
that.
There's diseases. It's full of diseases.
No, it's... Yeah, no. What's funny
from
about this,
tit.
As you know...
It comes from a cow's tit.
Yeah, I mean...
Disease.
Well, I don't know. I mean...
Jimmy,
wait a minute! I'm
he's lonely.
I'm
over
starting
there.
To get an erection on this. I'm getting excited. Okay, so anyway,
yeah, the killer milk.
But anyway, two things. One is apparently in Wisconsin, which is like the cheese milk state. I don't know this, but apparently raw milk is just flat out illegal.
Really?
At all? Yeah, there are some states where it is flat out illegal. Raw milk, unpasteurized. We're talking about
right.
Is illegal in a bunch of... Now, Florida here, it's legal for pet food, and it has to be labeled as such, and it ends up costing about four times the price of regular, you know, Gustafson's, whatever.
Right. So you buy milk that you say is for animals only,
it says not fit for human consumption because it's unpasteurized. Well,
right.
And so the deal is that in Wisconsin... EJ sent us this video of the raids on these farms. Now, these farms that are they're like, they're not Amish. They look like Amish people, but they're just regular old farmers.
Mennonites?
Not, they sort of look like that, but they're not. They're just regular old farmers, and they're selling raw milk to people who come to their farm to buy, that want raw milk. Well, this can't go down in Wisconsin. So they showed up with a SWAT team of police and the Consumer Protection Agency.
Got it.
To basically what they did is they poisoned this guy's milk. They opened up one of his freezers and, you know, threw blue dye into it or something that made it unfit, really unfit for human consumption. And of course,
I was thinking maybe he could just sell it. Maybe it was just dye.
No, I'm sure that it was more than that. I'm pretty sure that it was
right.
Got to be. I know from the video it said blue dye, but I bet you it wasn't no food coloring.
They raided his stash.
And apparently he's been raided, according to this video, 3 or 4 or 5. It's a pretty regular thing for them to go out there.
Habitual.
Yeah, and he's and it's funny because the cops were out there and the people were just very obsequious about it. As far as the farmer was just saying, are you doing this? You know, this is our milk. This is my business. This is where I make my living. People come out here. They want specifically to have milk that is raw milk.
They know the law, man.
Yeah, well, whatever. And then the policeman, of course, gave the usual response, I'm just doing my job. And I'm thinking, you know, when I was watching this, I wondered what Jimmy would do or what Jimmy is going to do when they show up here.
Now, Jimmy.
And
you mean that screenplay?
The screenplay, right.
But
when you watch the video, of course, you look at it and you just think, what are these people thinking? I mean, the lady, of course, was just right out of Central Casting. The consumer product lady.
Well, they ran out of stuff to do for their jobs, and this is the last thing, I guess, on their list.
What are you saying, Jimmy?
They had names. So the guy was making the video. The video is like 7 or 8 minutes long,
Let me guess, no wedding ring on the girl.
Let me tell you, if she did, Her wife husband wasn't there.
Her life partner?
Yeah, her life partner, right. Right. Okay.
So, by the way, for those of you keeping track, the word of the day is obsequious.
Well,
no,
because I'm gonna have to look that one up. Obsequious. That's what Jimmy used.
I used the word.
Used it.
My word of the day was
occluded.
Occluded. Right.
Oh, occluded.
That's right.
Occluded. Oh yeah, that's an but.
The point is that he, at least here in Florida, they're not raiding the farms. But what's so funny about this is...
Well, not yet.
Not yet. Well, we're able to buy raw milk. It's interesting enough, the farmers in Florida are allowed to sell it here at the farmer's market. And so you can go buy it, and it's all just fine. And as I say, it ends up being about 4 times the price of regular milk. But the deal is it's unpasteurized, and which means that pasteurization, as you know, was to take the germs out. Apparently, unpasteurized milk in the old days, when you didn't have milking machines and people didn't know anything about germs.
What do you mean, apparently, Jimmy? Don't you remember?
Yeah, thank you. grandma, maybe. But
So pasteurization, basically, they heat it up to a certain point.
Right.
Then it kills all of the bad germs.
The bacteria, right.
The bacteria, and then they cool it back down in the spine.
Right.
Everything's good.
That's right.
Thank you, Louis Pasteur.
That's right. Louis Pasteur, that's right. The point being that in those days, the sanitation conditions in the average barn weren't quite what they are today.
No.
And apparently there was, as usual, one person in 500,000 that got tuberculosis or something from unprocessed, from raw milk. And
whoops.
Whatever. Who knows? But nowadays, that is just not a consideration. Also, I'm wondering, who is it really that is stopping the law from allowing to sell any kind of milk you want?
But Jimmy, you're acting like there's some kind of reason or something.
Well, I'm wondering if it's not the people that are making the raw milk, because you know they get like $6-7 a gallon for this stuff.
Uh-huh.
Or more.
No,
they get
inside job.
They don't even have to buy a pasteurizing machine.
Come
right.
on,
I'm
well, right, Jimmy.
None of
right.
the government regulation.
Look,
right.
Look, there's no way that an industry brings destruction and government ire on itself in order to raise its own prices.
It's price control.
Right. Yeah,
price control.
Like the marijuana industry.
Yeah, I mean, you know, that's not a good business model. Everybody knows that. The whole point of you raise the price is because it gets dangerous. And that's why
it's damn sure dangerous to make unpasteurized.
Well, exactly. That's why it's $5, $6 a gallon or whatever it was.
I think it ends up being $12 a gallon, which regular milk's around $3.50.
Okay.
The point is that it's not dangerous. You know what?
It's dangerous from the standpoint of your livelihood gets interrupted if you go to jail.
Well, here in Florida, you don't. My point is that the if you can go down here to Ward's Supermarket and on Wednesdays you can buy it. They usually get cleaned out pretty quick.
What about Publix on Wednesdays?
No.
They stop
Publix,
that?
Publix will not give you sell raw milk.
I thought they did on Wednesdays or something.
No, no, Ward's stuff.
Okay,
Ward's Supermarket.
We don't have as heavily regulated an industry.
But if, what's funny, of course, is Wisconsin, it's even worse than that. This is Gaylord Nelson, what a name, is the milk czar for the entire United States. What that got, that's why the milk prices are what they are in the entire United States. But that's another story. The point is that Wisconsin, being the milk state, has apparently the strictest laws governing milk, which is kind of interesting. But the point is, as you mentioned, they don't have to buy the pasteurization machines. The milk you'd think would be less expensive.
But, yeah, right.
But again, you know, or then maybe it is just a matter of how many people want to buy it. I know that I talked to Grandma, and she, of course, she's 98 and a half years old, still reasonably lucid. But if you'd have thought I was bringing in a bucket of mercury to drink if I brought in raw milk. I mean, she said, you know, get it out of my sight or I'll die.
Right.
And so, you know, whatever. So anyway, but EJ, of course, also tries to get the stuff up in Washington for his chocolate.
EJ, of course, being our Washington correspondent, Washington, D.C. correspondent.
Right. And chocolatier.
Yeah.
And chocolatier. Kirshawn Chocolates. Yeah, they're having a big deal up
there. Kirshawn.
Krishna. Yeah. Well, whatever.
Krishna.
Continue on about milk.
Uh-huh. Do you see the human breast milk ice cream shop now on sale in London?
Awesome!
No. Yeah.
No. Oh.
Yeah, the Ice Creamists, an ice cream shop in London that proudly sells human breast milk ice cream.
We'll put a link to it.
Oh, yeah.
There you go.
Yeah.
The store's owner,
hopefully
Matt O'Connor,
video.
Is featuring these video reports so I can...
Oh, yeah, that's rock and roll.
Do they serve it breasts, you know, like...
And they got, like all these... They got these...
Topless?
They got a bunch of really hot chicks
breasts
that they have
out
in their ads, and they're all wearing, like, masks and stuff, but they're all, like, super scantily clad, and they got these big cones, like, they look like... Big,
ice
like,
cream
ice
cones.
Cream,
like, ice cream.
Like, they look like, you know, those cones that the people squirt out frosting with.
Right.
The,
yeah.
You know, like big, well, big like ones of those on their, on
like
their boobs.
Madonna.
Like what Madonna had.
Yeah, like the McDonough funnel things.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah.
So they funnel in the milk
funnel
right in
cake
there.
Holder.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
That's
right.
It.
Excellent. Excellent.
I like it.
Yeah, that's good. But the next thing is talking about your lovely environmental agency. This is one of the things that's interesting. And if anybody hasn't read Parkinson's Law yet, again, you are required. I hereby read Parkinson's Law.
Parkinson's Law.
Yeah, Parkinson's Law.
Are you using kind of the force on our listeners?
Yes, I am. Because this is about bureaucracies run amok. I mean, run totally amok. Milk contains oil. If there ever was a point in this nation's history when an entire federal government agency should be shut down and the doors locked forever, it's now. It's the EPA. The EPA has discovered that milk... This is now we're talking about the milk like mother's milk or cow's milk or whatever it is.
Right, right.
Usually associated with cows and some goats, contains oil.
What
and
kind
this
of
very
oil?
Same oil, they tell us, is as what belched out of Exxon's Valdez a few years ago caused billions of dollars worth of damage in the wildlife, water life, and Northwest coastline. Therefore, the EPA has decided it has the authority to regulate milk. Now, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
What they're going to do, they want to set up a special agency, and they want to have all the dairy farms have a special containment action method. And so that in case spilled milk, which you're not going to cry over, but you're going to, if you have spilled milk, you have to have a hazardous way of containing it.
You cry when they shut your business down.
Right. Wow. It's a classic. The EPA has decided that since milk contains oil, it has the authority to force farmers to comply with the new regulations and to file an emergency management plan.
All right, we like your milk farm, sir. What you want you to do is just
now
line
they also,
the bottom of it.
They have to train first responders, and they have to build containment facilities if there's a flood of spilt milk. And of course, this is stunning.
Well, we still haven't heard
it makes sense now when
percent,
that milk truck exploded on South Park.
What fraction of a fraction of a percent of oil is in breast milk?
Oh, you mean an even cow's
well,
milk?
Well, it's so little that it took them 40 years to find it.
Right.
Apparently.
I mean, I can't believe they didn't find the Higgs particle first, you know?
No. Yeah. Well, you got to figure there's 8 grams. In whole milk, there's 8 grams of fat per 8 ounce, or 10 grams of fat per 8 ounce glass or thereabout, right?
Maybe that's what they're talking about,
is the
oil fat, yeah.
Of course.
But, I mean, can you imagine if the EPA obviously has...
These aren't cows that are drinking out of the Gulf, right?
They are serious. Well, somebody says if you're going to... If somebody once... One
it's
said,
Al Gore, man.
Said if it's Al Gore. If you think there's enough oil in your milk, why don't you put 8 quarts in your crankcase and see what happens to your car? this is when a bureaucracy has totally run amok.
It's totally insane.
This is insanity. And of course, one of the things that you look at is civil disobedience. You wonder, when they show up there to ask you about your containment facility, and you say, and you laugh hysterically and say,
well,
you're kidding.
Man.
I know they do, but I mean, you'd want to have a video of that, because it's not that there's been any damage. There hasn't been any spill. There's no oil in the ground.
Jimmy, look.
And in fact, the methane that the cows are pooping out is probably worse than they want to regulate
Jimmy,
something.
Okay. All right. Stop. Hit the brakes. Regulation. Once you take the regulation red pill, it's over.
It's over.
I mean, you have started down the path which is completely obviates our legal system. Okay, because regulation is the making of laws by mandate. Okay. And which have to be followed, have the force of law, and there only have to be, quote, reasonable laws, and you have to go through the administration to appeal the whole thing. It's literally a mini government within our government that has all of the bad things about government that we outlawed. I mean, that's just what regulatory agencies are. Now, everybody's still drinking the crap out of the regulatory Kool-Aid.
Yeah, they are.
I mean, they are... It's a pool of Kool-Aid.
No, it is.
And everybody's swimming in it.
Yeah.
Because they're... I mean, you...
They can't imagine what life would be like.
No, you...
Without regulation. Right, yeah. Can you imagine what would happen to our food supply and our meat and our pills? Oh, my God. Bayer aspirin would probably be poisoned tomorrow.
You'll hear everybody say, we can't do this, we can't do that, but regulation is okay.
Yeah, right.
We want it to be legal, but regulated. You know, like marijuana or everything, just every single thing. And we've highlighted the ridiculous level to which regulation has extended.
But you know,
it's natural way.
But I mean, that is, you have really gone into the total asylum, into the
room. We went there 5 years ago.
No, I know that, but I mean, we went in the front door, but this is like a special room. when you're talking about milk as an oil and the EPA is going to, I mean, that's just.
Well, look, that's easy to understand.
Okay, for whom?
I'll tell you what that's about. That's about millions and millions, hundreds of millions of dollars of control shift.
That's true, I guess.
You know, this is.
They're looking for something to tax.
I understand that. And they got people standing around with nothing to do.
I mean,
they
were selling carbon credits. They were taxing air. Nothing.
Yeah,
and they were pushing it.
The other piece we
it
did
almost caught on
was the piece on the. Remember the piece on the palm reader that we did.
Yeah,
and how the palm reader has to have a license.
Yeah,
and we tried to come up with what would the test be like.
Yeah, right.
I mean, what? How do you test for competency of palm readers?
And who's being protected?
Okay.
Fortune tellers.
Right, fortune tellers.
Psychic.
You have to be 50-50 at least, it seems to me. You know,
you go in the room, three wavy lines.
Then you get your weatherman degree.
That's right.
Yeah,
Madam.
Yeah, sorry, ma'am. You can be. You can't be a palm reader. You can be a fortune teller or a weatherman.
That's right. Not a palm reader. No, but you know, it's like, as I said before, I'm going to use the word. I'm not using the word licensing anymore. I'm using the word permission slip.
Oh, that's exactly what it is.
Yeah, so you have to get a permission slip. It's like being the hall monitor. Hey, teacher, can I go to the bathroom? Here's your permission slip.
That's what it is.
No, that's exactly what it is. I mean, literally, you have to have permission slip. Well, Jack, weren't you telling me that you had a permission slip for a doghouse?
Oh, yeah. Well, you need a permission slip to build anything on your property.
A doghouse.
Anything. Any building. Any structure.
A doghouse. Give me a break.
I mean, even the dogs the size of my dogs, you know. I mean, if it was a little tiny, little Otisburg, little tiny little dog.
Otis dog.
But for a large sized dog, which is basically a mini shed,
what would you do if the guy comes out there and says, did you get your permission slip for this doghouse? And you say no.
And he says, tear it down.
And you say no.
And then they arrest you.
That's no, right.
They
make you tear it down.
Don't you put up a big sign on your front gate that says, you'll never take me alive?
Yeah, and then they don't.
I already have that sign.
You know,
I know you do.
Seriously, look, people are trying. You know, you sound like a libertarian over there, Jimmy. I mean, people are trying. I'm not going to pay my taxes because there's no thing. I'm going to put sign up on 441 which says, I don't have to pay my taxes. Guess what happened? They still go to jail.
Yeah, they do. That unfortunately has been Irwin Schiff tried that many years ago. That's what's his name, the guy who's running for president, Schiff, or ran for governor, I guess, of Connecticut, who's written the book,
we've talked about a handful of couples, old man and his wife, you know, holding down, hunkering down, not paying taxes for years.
Kill them.
They finally came and got him.
Yeah, they did. Well, it's funny, they got him on a deception.
Yeah.
That was really kind of funny. Okay, anything more on that?
No, that's it.
I'm sorry, go ahead, counselor. You want to talk about Vincent?
No.
Okay.
Because I don't think it was significant or anything.
You don't?
No.
Well, boy, I tell you, the press thought it was damn significant.
What was the deal about that Scott turned down all the money for the high-speed rail or trying to...
That was because they wanted to force him to take the money here in Florida. The governor told the federal government, to shove their $2.4 billion for our high-speed rail between Tampa and Orlando.
I'm with him on that one.
Oh, no, most people were anyway. Right. The people that had the vested interest in the high-speed rail... Took him to court, basically, and said, look, you've got to take the money.
The people that were selling their land for millions per acre.
And the steel people and the
hot dog vendors and stuff.
Everybody, yeah. Right, no, right. They were the people, the vested interest were in there.
Right, the
and, of
Indians
course, there's actually,
along the way.
There are actually some deranged mathematicians out there that think it's going to make money. I mean, talk about the fifth
make
dimension.
Money. Googler or whatever.
The only way they can make money is if they charged all the drug dealers that were moving from Tampa to Orlando.
No, I mean, They figured out. We know about, as Scott said, as the governor said. Look, if you think that $2.4 billion is going to build this, we know nobody builds anything in the government for this advertised price. It's going to be they're going to be cost overruns, and then we're going to have to go back to the taxpayers who have no money. Mm-hmm. So anyway, the courts finally told the complainers about this thing. They said Scott can do that; he can cancel it, and they can take the money, and you know it goes someplace else. That's fine.
The only high speed rail that's ever going to work is whipping around Disneyland down there, so,
right?
You know, and even that. That ain't that fast.
The other thing, of course, just to bring you up to date, I did want to mention this. I know you don't, counselor, was that judge. They asked Judge Vinson, the guy that we talked about last time, who basically said that Obamacare was unconstitutional. That the government went along and said, well, it may be, you know, we don't care what you say. We're going to go ahead and as if it is constitutional until the Supreme Court says. And today or yesterday, he came back and he said, look, I was serious about this. Now I'm going to issue the injunction, okay? And so we'll see where that goes. So apparently he said, look, you didn't quite get the message. I didn't issue the injunction because I thought you understood what I was talking about here, and I didn't feel like there was any need to. And of course, the feds came by and said, well, we're just going to go ahead and plow along as if you don't exist.
And I think he got 10 days or something?
Yeah, no, he gave him, it wasn't 10 days. I think it's a week.
Okay. See, the Obama administration has been doing a lot of that. They decided early on that they were going to be even less respectful of the courts than the Bush administration.
Well, there's one thing to be there's
Tests
something
in the
to be
waters.
There is something to be said for that under some circumstances. That is because the executive is supposed to enforce the law. But once a law is illegal, well, no, I take it back because that's what Jackson, you know, in the Supreme Court.
No, I'm with you on there are some areas.
Well, the fact is, as Jackson said, the Supreme Court doesn't have an army. And that's bottom line, if that's the problem.
Yeah, they do. It's our army.
I mean, they can't order the army around.
It's the marshals, though. They've got the
army. They've got marshals, but the, but Obama can order, like, the military to go do something. Or he can, as Eisenhower did, he can nationalize the guard and, you know, send them in to do whatever they want to do. And the marshals, you know, I'm sorry, the court doesn't have that many marshals.
Well,
it's like, what are they, the Jedi? And then, I'm sorry, even the Jedi can't.
But, I mean, so what are you talking about there, Jimmy? I mean, look, I think...
Apparently what happened was he said, you have 7 days to get this, let's move this along on the fast track. And somebody basically said, this is now going to go to an appeals court right away.
Right.
And instead of going through the normal, which we had figured it was going to take at least another year before this rose to the level of the Supreme Court.
The United States Supreme Court,
right. They're figuring it's just going to fast track it right along, and it might be another couple of months before it shows up. Of course, the Supreme Court leaves in, like, you know, 2 months.
Mm-hmm.
Strategery.
It's going to be very interesting to see.
Yeah, it really will be. Okay, so that was another piece of news that ranked right up there with Charlie Sheen. So the next thing is guns. I thought this was kind of interesting. Two things. One, The Illinois officials spar over order to make list of gun owners public.
Yeah, I saw that one.
Did you see that? They want to have on the internet the gun owners.
Yeah, that's right.
And apparently what kind of gun they have.
Oh, and how much ammo and where it's kept.
Well, not quite. But, you know, one of the things that somebody said, the problem, you know, the apparently it was the DA that said, go ahead and do this. And the sheriffs basically said, I don't think so. Because one of the reasons, obviously, is by telling who has a gun, you automatically tell who doesn't have one.
Exactly.
And, you know, you do an exclusive or on that list.
It's literally a list of everybody who's disarmed.
That's right.
That's what it is.
And so, but the this lady, whoever
Wolverine!
Did, man, I mean, it's open season.
So apparently this lady, Madigan or whoever, I forget who it was. She apparently is like some screaming liberal or whatever it is, and they're just basically saying, we ain't going to do this. And so they're trying to obviously now come up with some quick legislation so that this can't be done. And it's filed, I think, the Associated Press or somebody did it in the Freedom of Information Act or something like this. And so, needless to say, not only gun owners, but non-gun owners are a little nervous about this. And can you imagine, though, if that was public information? I mean, where does it stop? I mean, can you imagine a list? Oh, my God. And then, of course, I suppose if you're not on the list and they find out you do have a gun, then in some places, you know, then you go to jail.
Then you're back on another list.
Yeah, that's right. On another list. That's right. You're on the rape list. Okay.
You just made the list.
Iowa bill could compel gun carriers to take breathalyzer or lose their permit. Apparently, if you are just walking around someplace and they walk up to you and say, hey, been drinking, you've got a gun on you, and you've been drinking. You say no, we have to take this breathalyzer test. And
concealed weapons permit. It's specifically meant. There's no alcohol. You're not allowed to be, you know, in or around or consuming alcohol
while you're carrying.
But anyway,
what if it's not concealed and you're out in the woods shooting deer?
If you're on private property,
yeah.
Well, private property is private property.
Well, you wish.
Yeah.
It pretty much is so far.
Right.
But anyway, they said basically the provision is one of several restrictions, including a bill that would update Iowa's gun laws, meant to take the consequences for drinking and carrying a firearm similar to consequences for drinking and driving. So anyway, they no, serious, same thing. And so they
protecting the children.
Did you see the local? The local former president of MAD got arrested.
Yeah,
for
being drunk driving. Yeah, did you see her? No, seriously.
What's her name? Let's get her name out there.
No, she was. They had her mugshot. Boy, I'll tell you.
Let's put a link.
She has fallen away. I tell you, from the true believer. She has definitely.
Oh man, let's get her.
She was like a 0.24 or something.
Yeah, she was plastered.
That's three times the legal limit, right?
Well, none of that. Now, speaking of DUIs, I thought this was interesting, and we're going to preface this by saying it's certainly not about the money.
Mm-hmm.
The Florida Highway Patrol seeks safety. seek safety for spring breakers with the DUI program.
It's all about the kids.
With spring break about to start in Florida for colleges and schools and the annual migration of students from other states beginning, the Florida Highway Patrol has launched a campaign against drinking and driving. It's a party you can't afford, is its motto. Drivers under the age of 21 caught with blood alcohol of 0.02 or higher face a six-month suspension of their license for the first offense and 1 year for anything else. Refusing to submit gets a 1 year suspension for the first offense and so forth. Fines can be hefty. The Florida Highway Patrol isn't against having a good time. We just want spring breakers to celebrate safely and no one has
we
to go home in a body bag.
We just don't want anybody having a good time.
FHP does not tolerate impaired driving, so drive sober, drive safe. State crash data shows Florida had more crashes during March than any other during one other month from 2005-2009.
I love it as a numerical number.
Yeah,
know.
Right. 224 fatal crashes in March 2000. And the Florida Highway Patrol recommends planning ahead for by designating another sober driver or taking a taxi or public transportation. Drinking is going to happen. People are urged to take the keys away.
In March.
And if you see an impaired driver, you can dial star FHP to report the driver so you can turn in your buddy.
See but, something, say something.
That's right. So anyway, the point is, I didn't realize this. Drivers who are under the age of 21 caught with a blood alcohol level of 0.02. I guess
you could, that's anything at all.
No, well, I think you can do Listerine, maybe. Rinse your mouth out with Listerine.
I don't know.
No? 0.02 is like not much. I would imagine you could have that.
Yeah.
So then, moving along, speaking of...
Sucks to be a kid these days, doesn't
boy,
it?
Boy, I'll tell you, not like it was in the
Man,
old days.
It was
days.
A party weekend.
Although I spent a night or
we
two.
We could walk places. Through the snow for miles shooting guns and
yep.
all that stuff.
We used to... I remember even when I was not
uphill
too,
both ways.
Uphill both ways. That's right.
Yeah.
We used to be in practically in just on the outskirts of St. Petersburg shooting dove every afternoon as
sure.
they came back and eating
sure.
them.
Is that screenplay?
Yeah. No. It was perfectly legal. It's no problem. No screenplay there. It actually happened.
Yeah. It was legal then, Jimmy.
I understand that. Right.
Till they do the ex post facto.
Yeah, right. We heard you confess. That's what you did 40
exactly.
years ago. You're
exactly.
going up. You're hey. Going down. Okay.
That's happening with sex crimes.
Now, speaking of people that have got a little too self-important, our local sheriff here, Sadie Darnell, who comes to be sheriff... quite honestly, because of name recognition only, she used to be the spokesperson. You know, she was
That's
the public
right.
relations expert for public relations officer for, I think it was for the police or was it for the police or the sheriff? Anyway, whatever it was,
right.
she was on TV like every day explaining things. So when she ran for sheriff, I mean, you know, all she did was put her name.
Well,
up.
And she happened to let's clarify, she happened to be the spokesperson during the years when the murders took place, which
right.
was 1990.
Right.
So for she was international
right.
news
right on
for,
every day
right.
And she's
period.
Not like, you know, fat, squinty-eyed like the mad lady or like the milk lady or anything
no,
like that.
No, it's possible for her to have a wedding ring on.
Yeah.
Right.
Absolutely.
Hey, this is Engineer Eric. That was part one of our March 4th, 2011 Jimmy Doan Show. You can get part two from iTunes or download it from the Jimmy Doan Show at jimmydoan.com.
Go down gambling. Say it when. have to go, no, no.